And before we leave here, just never mind. I appreciate it too. I'd like to present some thoughts for you to be considering. I don't know how you are going to want to handle this. You from Canada come a long, long way. And I am so grateful that you support Court and his business, because that is your shelter. And what you're going to find more and more and more as you evolve is that the same laws that apply to the United States are going to apply in Canada. And you still have that opportunity to use corporations to really protect yourselves. And if you can use domestic corporations, that always will allow you passage across that border. And that's going to be a rather hidden border. But it's going to be harder and harder and harder for the citizen to get across that border. You see, free trade does not mean free citizens. And it will always be harder to the southern border. But all of you are out of the same pod, the same pea pod, if you will. And so much of Canada, you come under the Queen of England. Forget it, so does the United States of America. You have never been out from under that royal order. So let's not, you know, divide ourselves because of our political structure any more than we have to. And you just have to keep plugging along for the protection that you can gain to get us moving on through here. We have to have a remnant. Once I know, say, well, why do we have to have spelt? Well, all you have to know is that the food you are growing is getting to be more and more totally worthless. And to stupefy the public, nutrients are literally drained from the soils, from the food, so that you cannot recover without knowing what you're doing. And there are some things that you will need for survival. And when we start talking about the breaking up of continents, it's going to happen. And you need to be able to be self-sufficient. Well, obviously, they are not going to let you build little communities of constitutional isolation. You don't even want to present the face of such. And when you begin to build, they will help you if you are not their enemy. They will help protect you if you are not fighting them. They have to live too. And always remember, when you begin to think that it's hopeless, the elite have to live too. And Satan always has to hide. He cannot stand the light. So you don't want to put so much light on him all at once that he dissolves and blows you away. He's got to live too, and he's always got to do it by deceit and deception and hidden. So he's got to put up a front. And I can use his money. I don't know why you think you can't. All we need to do is get it. I don't have to become evil if he helps us build a plant down here to produce something. And he may jolly well come back when he wants it and take it away from you. So don't marry yourself to it. Don't make that your life. Your life is out there. It truly is out there. You have projected yourself onto here. So you basically are out there with God. So quit looking out there for God to kind of get separated from you, because you're right there with God looking down and pulling these strings. And there is no need to go to war with your government with bullets. That merely makes them mad. And they will rally all the support to come and squash you. You don't have to like them. You don't have to like the way they do anything. But you can abide by the laws and the rules. And you can still win. And they will help you. It doesn't mean that we're going to write nice things and lie about people like Bill Clinton. That's why we have to be very careful what we say, how we do it, the terms we use, and we present information about which every reader can make his own decision. We will always do it to the very best of our ability and truth. We'll get a lot of contradictions. We will print that too. And one of the biggest complaints that I get is, why do you allow? What in the world do you mean, why do I allow? We began a paper, and it's turned into a superb piece of information bearing material. And it comes within the laws of journalistic excellence. And when ones want to talk about plagiarism, you damn right. I plagiarize everything there is, because there isn't anything that isn't. And somebody back in 1920 maybe wrote the truth. There's no need to rewrite the truth. One said, well, you don't give any revelations. I'm not here to give you revelations. I'm here to open your eyes to what is already known. It's all there. There aren't any new thoughts. Why would you reinvent a wheel? And if you did make a wheel, is that plagiarism? To the very best of our ability, we will always give full honor to anybody who has even plagiarized somebody else's plagiarism. I don't even want you taking the responsibility for it. Do you hear me? Why would I make Dorma responsible for all the stuff I say? You're trying to build something out of ashes you've already burned. The hot foot that really hurts is what happens to the soul if you do it wrong. That is ultimately my mission. And my brother's mission is to allow you to see that that is what it's about. But you can't even get to that to consider it until you see what you, as manifested little humans running around, have done. And yet the wonders that are available there to you for the taking. You see, what ones do is they go build a little device. This is a little free energy device. Look. I am now going out and save the world with it. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to give it to the world. Stop it. But I'm going to patent it first. And then I'm going to set the price. No, we've had to do it the way we've had to do it. And I continually have to apologize for the hard way, the hard road. And we've got so many coming within our circle. It's going to relieve you. You're not going to have to be the one to take the brunt of child molestation revelations. There are ones out there who have lived it. Isn't it better they tell it? They need a forum. They need a paper. They need the public to become aware. And you don't have the ability in a controlled environment like you have. They're not going to ask me onto Larry King Live. And if they did, it would be a ridicule session. But they will ask Jerry Spence, won't they? So when we get good information on the possibilities of who, and with a name nicely spelled out, three nice and big names, we not only let the defense team know, we also let Mr. Spence know. He goes to court too every day. This is the way you build. It seems slow, but it will get bigger. And we are now so big that this is a Monday. This was an impossible day. It's May 1st. One of our major people that would have been over here to talk on his investigations into Satanism, Satan worship, and literal sacrifice. This guy is it. Well, he couldn't make it today. This is May 1st. He's on stakeout. This is when we kill the babies. This is the day. This is the day. Yes.
Sorry. In regards to what you're talking about, you've many times discussed the mind control victims and what they've gone through and how their conscious mind has been put aside so that the, I know you don't like the word subconscious, but the other mind...
No, I do like the word subconscious. I do not like the word unconscious.
Okay. So that mind can be worked on, you know, for these various purposes. And I was wondering if you could care to comment on the relationship to that kind of activity as compared also to a self-hypnosis tape, as compared also to the HUNA type of effective prayer action, where they were able to use a prayer action where they believed in a lower mind and a conscious mind and a higher mind, and they somehow would get the conscious mind to be quiet long enough to send a picture to the low mind so it could relate to the higher mind to get physical work done here. And what is the common thread between all of those types of activities, and is there application for us in our creative work here? And if you care to comment on that.
You cannot do your work without utilizing it, and I appreciate an opportunity to discuss it. We talk a lot about mind control and total loss of all mind ability to function, or splintered personalities. That is all one big whack over here. So set it aside when we are talking about the usefulness of a higher, lower, middle, whatever you want to call it, mind. Unconscious is a bad word for me simply because it indicates a state of being that just doesn't fit. Because unconscious is one state, subconscious is another state. Unconscious, you are just totally without consciousness. Subconscious is where all the data is poured in, and it can't, the mind, the subconscious mind, not the unconscious, that isn't doing anything. But the subconscious mind will program, and it doesn't know a lie from the truth. So you can use it as a tool, as a weapon, as anything that you might wish or desire to do to it. And, of course, your manipulators will say, I will learn to be a hypnotist and I will make her come under my spell. Well, she ain't gonna come under your spell unless that's what she wants to do. What we're talking about in the mind control programs is the brainwashing programs learned that if you can access this subconscious mind in an open form, you can split it as many ways as it's unlimited. Infinite. Ways that the aspects or personalities can be splintered. And this is always done through brute force. Usually, the most effective is from infancy through miserable abuse. A lot of times sodomy is utilized on a child because there is something so degrading to the human mind that the child will become a zombie. If you have a child that is crying under extreme torture or whatever is happening to it, sodomize it, it will be absolutely silent. And these manipulators learn to use this. And then we'll move on into mind control or military mind control. This is through the most horrendous training programs that you can get. And almost all the Delta forces have been militarily brought into brain control. And the first few places this was really tested on a major scale was in Korea and Vietnam, where they could massively, or large numbers, control the minds of the people there. And now McNamara is going to come out now, and he's going to tell you Vietnam was a mistake. McNamara was the principal operator behind Vietnam. So these are conscious things that you have to discern. There is no problem over here on this side of living that resides in the subconscious mind that can be healed wholly unless you confront it at that level. But you cannot go to Dr. Dante's class for one Saturday morning and come out a certified therapist. You're going to do damage. Those are classes that are scattered out there for the Antichrist to pick his tools. Know it. But you have to convince your subconscious mind of the capabilities. And that's where your total recall is. So it not only has a place in this world, it is going to be the only salvation of this world. It can also be the downfall. But used properly, it is the method of learning, of understanding, of expression, and of getting rid of all of those problems and all of that baggage that you've carted around with you since you were a babe. If your father molested you, if your mother abused you, I don't want to hear it. Let's get back there and confront them on that level where it happened. And then the adult subconscious mind can look at that and quit beating you to death over it. So your dad molested you. Too bad. It's over. Let it go. And don't come tell me, well, I cannot function today because my daddy molested me. Well, the worst part is I don't know how you get into that subconscious mind without some guidance. And when I say guidance, it is because when you are in the subconscious state, you cannot consciously ask questions. So as far as self-hypnosis is concerned, it is an excellent tool for allowing the healing and the learning. But it's very hard to have a conversation because if you come into your consciousness enough to ask a question, it's very hard for that subconscious mind to answer you and you hear it. For the same reason that the problem's there in the first place. But through the mind and through hypnosis is going to be the salvation of your species. And the reason I can promise you that is that with all of the browbeating and mind control methodologies, do you see what coming into the God light of truth can do? Look at Kathy O'Brien. There is no energy that can override light. None. And when it comes right back down to it, you're going to find that Mark Phillips' method, he didn't know really what he was doing. But he is going to be, when it all washes out, what he is going to have done is he has stumbled in to the technique of hypnosis to reach the subconscious mind and have Kathy deal with and pull up these memories. But to heal, he uses what is called in this modern day of, I don't know, you got to have a label, neuro-linguistic programming. And there is a very good teacher of that, Virginia Satir. Now, we know all about this, and we know all about these people. It's a very dangerous playground. And I don't even like the Gil Boyne method where you go in and 3 or 4 weeks later you come out a certified hypnotherapist. Yes, and you're not going to do any damage. Don't say, oh, well, that could do damage. No, you can do harm if you get in there and you do a half-assed job, but you're not going to do any damage by having somebody go back in there and look, because people spend 9/10 of their time in a trance. Most of you will get in the car if you go somewhere every day to work, say, and back, and you have something on your mind. You may very well miss your turn off. You're in a trance. So to say, oh, you can't get me into a trance, you're in a trance. As a matter of fact, you're all in a trance. I can't get you to wake up, you see. Come on into your consciousness now. Well, see, you get these ideas. I want to become one with my consciousness. No, you want to get in a trance and get out of your consciousness, you dummies. That's what you want to do. That's escape. I will just ascend and meditate and be with God. God sends you down here to be conscious.
Commander?
Yes.
What's the relationship to the hypnosis things that you're just discussing and the kahuna or the witch doctor type healings that sometimes do occur as compared to the monarch butterfly victim who will want, with one personality will be allergic, or another personality will heal quickly as compared to her normal healing method, as compared to somebody out in Hawaii who broke a bone and one of these kahuna comes up and prays over and works on them and the bone heals faster than normal? What principle is active in all of that?
Well, you've got several principles active there, and so don't ask any more questions for examples until we can kind of scrape up some of these. There really isn't any difference in the hypnotic processing. Any time that you can make the subconscious believe, it's going to, whatever personality you're dealing with is going to respond to that energy input. Now, when you are dealing with faith healing, let us talk about the shaman or the medicine doctor or whoever comes and does his thing and heals a bone. There are two processes taking over. One is the victim, the patient, the whatever you're going to call it, with a broken leg, may or may not, but wouldn't subject himself to that unless he thought maybe it might help. So there is a receptive willingness for change or willingness to allow. But something else is happening. There is a mental energy being given off by these people who know that they can do this. Literally know that they can do this. That energy is being focused. And it can be instant. It literally can be instant. So you are dealing with powerful minds, and yet these witch doctors or whatever they're going to call themselves will always tell you that it truly is not the herb, but it has also powerful healing powers, perhaps. You know, the Indians will tell you the dark energies don't like sage, so if you want to purify an area, burn sage. If you want to contact grandfather, burn sweetgrass. burn a little juniper and this and that and the other, and that will call in these energies. These energies are already here. And so when you really think about it, actually the sage doesn't do a thing. It makes smoke. And some people may be allergic to it. On the other hand, it is the energy put into this that is literally taught through the learning circles, if you will, the learning circles. There is a pungency about sage that dark energies do not like. This is a physical but energy thing. The energy of the sage is so much greater than the energy that is carried by the dark forces that they're uncomfortable and they will get away. This is why it's so good at cleansing. The pleasant or sweeter odors will pull in the lighted brotherhood because it's pleasant. It makes an atmosphere that these spirits can enjoy the camaraderie of sharing. So there is truly something. Don't ever make light of the fact that a ritual can be powerful. Take this chain. It is nothing unless you make something out of it. A talisman is nothing in itself. But sometimes a crystal is a great deal in itself. And this is where the ancient children of Earth understand and know. They were taught. It's called the oral tradition. You won't find it written down. And you're coming into the most special time of your rotation or your cycle. The oral teachings are being written down. And this is the first time in the history of your planet. There will be bits and pieces written down. And I want to tell you guys who know Little Crow, the sacred hill within will hold the secret. And I want to tell you something else that almost chokes me up, because this is my brother and I respect him. I consider him my teacher. And he always sits at my council. But he doesn't sit as a Little Crow. He sits as White Eagle. And you are blessed to have some of the greatest teachers ever to bless you. And you're not going to recognize them. You're not going to recognize them because you have such perceptions of what to expect. And you can go down to Little Crow Circle and he may tell you to get up off your ass. He is crude. And I watch him and I long for him as a friend, because he stands there defying all of you, his people. Why you have those honkies and white eyes in there? Oh, and what's wrong with you? I would tell you one of the most precious things that ever happened was over Sipapu. He is the one who pushed Dorma and pushed her and pushed her and pushed her till she wrote it. Then she said, but you said you would. And he said, I will. So when it all...